Norfolk's great disaster, a devastated county, appalling stories of flood havoc, 80 county bridges down, Norwich in a state of siege, isolated by road and rail, electric light failure, streets like running rivers, piteous plight of the poor. Just some of the headlines used to describe the great floods which brought death and destruction, heartache and misery to the people of Norfolk and Norwich in this month of 105 years ago. It was in August of 1912 when more than 7 inches of rain fell in one day, turning streets into rivers and fields into lakes. The River Yare broke its banks, turning the Wensum into a raging torrent. Today, we would call our region a disaster zone. The people in the low-lying and poorer districts of the city around the river suffered much more than most, and there were reports they were running for their lives through the narrow streets to escape the rising tide. As they huddled in their homes, the waters rushed in, ruining what little possessions they had. Houses, factories, and bridges began to crack and crumble, and as the waters rose, the city was sinking. The rains were described as like a driving snow blizzard. Norwich had a 40 miles radius around the city, which was cut off from the rest of the country. Road and rail lines were cut off for 2 days as 4 months' rain fell in 24 hours. 4 people died, from a baby to a pensioner. It was also reported at the time that a doctor was not able to visit a patient in her Norfolk village home because of the floods, and she later died. In the city, a 5-month-old boy, Edward Pole, was swept away and drowned. Hero George Brodie died saving lives, while elderly Mrs. Kemp of Oak Street was said to have died of fright and shock. Norfolk postman Mr. Holt drowned at Saxlingham while trying to get through the waters with his horse and cart. The worst floods before had been in 1878, but a special edition of the EDP, published on August the 28th, 1912, said this was far worse. Arthur Preston of Christchurch Lodge, Norwich, had recorded a total of 7.34 inches, a figure which had no rival.